This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the current deal for a continuing resolution is slowly but surely making its way through Congress. Veterans Affairs sees slight improvement in reducing staff shortages. And the military outlines a plan to address racial disparity within its upper ranks. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. The Senate easily cleared a procedural vote to begin debate over the 10-week continuing resolution. But senators won't vote on final passage until next Wednesday, the day of the government shutdown deadline. The House already passed the CR. It would keep agencies running under existing funding levels through December 11th. It also extends a provision designed to pay federal contractors when they can't get into government offices during the pandemic. The House Modernization Committee passes its final round of recommendations before its term ends in January. Recommendations include standing up a congressional data task force and identifying continuity of operations best practices that the House made during the coronavirus pandemic. Lawmakers also recommend creating a congressional digital services task force that would overhaul the House's internal and public-facing operations. The committee has introduced 97 recommendations over the past 20 months and expects to issue a final report in October. Members of the House Foreign Affairs Committee lay into the head of the agency that operates Voice of America. More from Federal News Network's Tom Temin.
Members exoriate Michael Pack, the recently appointed CEO of the U.S. Agency for Global Media. At a hearing, Chairman Elliot Engel called Pack's tenure rocky and controversial for removing both Voice of America leadership and the presidents and boards of the agency's Europe, Asia, and Middle East broadcasters. Engel called on Pack to resign. Republican Michael McCaul said Pack has undermined U.S. foreign policy. Pack himself didn't attend the hearing in spite of a bipartisan subpoena. I'm Tom Temin.
Another federal employee group is again pushing the administration to set up an emergency leave transfer program during the pandemic. The National Treasury Employees Union says the program would help parents juggling child care responsibilities and work. NTEU first asked OPM about a leave transfer program back in July, but it never heard back. The union is again asking OPM to consider establishing a program. A coalition of federal managers and senior executives made a similar request earlier this month. The Postal Service's legal battles are leading to changes. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more on that.
The Postal Service is complying with a federal court's order blocking a reduction in late and extra trips between mail processing facilities and post offices. Attorneys say the agency drafted its guidance for its employees over the weekend, but is now asking the judge to clarify the order to prevent further delays in on-time mail delivery. The agency has also approved all headquarters requests to reconnect mail sorting machines that were recently removed from mail processing plants. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
Medical centers at the Veterans Affairs Department see a slight improvement in staffing shortages over the last year. 132 VA facilities reported severe staffing shortages in 2020, compared to 135 last year and 140 in 2018. The number of severe occupational staffing shortages is down 9% since last year. VA medical center directors say they're most often in need of nurses and medical officers. The Veterans Health Administration says it will request direct hire authority for more health occupations. It already has direct hire authority for 34 positions. VHA will kick off its fifth Innovation Challenge next month, looking for ideas to improve how relief workers can deal with disasters during the pandemic. The COVID-19 Makers Challenge starts with frontline workers submitting safety issues they face. These recommendations are then reviewed by an advisory panel. Then volunteer experts take on the development during a 72-hour design and prototype effort. The challenges kick off October 9th, with the two-day maker event happening a week later. The military plans new steps to remove gender and racial bias from its promotion processes. Federal News Network's Jared Serbu has more.
General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says each of the military services has now agreed to remove photographs from the records that go before their promotion boards.
And not only just photos, but all other indicators of personal identity and characteristics. We are the world's biggest meritocracy. Knowledge, skills, attributes, and the content of your character are what should advance you through the system.
Milley says the sterilization of those board files has been endorsed by each of the military services, and they're being implemented right now. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
The Army is asking its leaders and managers to rethink race to improve the way the service runs in the future, Federal News Network's Scott Massioni reports.
The Army is embarking on a 5-year plan to better diversity, equality, and inclusion in its ranks. The service says doing so will make the Army more dynamic and advance the most talented employees to the top. The policy calls on the service to look at current governance structures and check policies for bias. The Army will also consider how it markets itself to potential soldiers. The military senior officer corps currently has 11 times more white people than people of color. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
Three Marine Corps families are filing a lawsuit against Camp Lejeune for poor housing conditions. The families are seeking damages and non-monetary reforms to leasing practices. The families allege water dripping out of electrical sockets, cockroaches, and failing air conditioning. The lawsuit follows in the footsteps of other military families across the nation who say they are not receiving adequate housing. Last year, Congress investigated widespread reports of mice and mold in privatized military housing. And a federal agency was hacked, and CISA is telling its tale. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the details.
The Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency is providing its most in-depth, detailed after-action report of an agency hack as a warning to others. CISA says this unnamed agency suffered a breach after a bad actor took advantage of unpatched systems and stolen credentials to steal data and network hop. The case study also highlights an ongoing challenge many agencies face with securing their virtual private networks. CISA made several recommendations, including strengthening firewalls and ensuring two-factor authentication for privileged users. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast. Subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our coronavirus resource page. I'm Eric White.